Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The weekly podcast where we explore our daily anomalies, bringing to life short stories by fantastic writers never heard in audio format. A weekly mini audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. This week, we have a story by Roy Schlegel, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Where Have All the Good Times Gone? Searching Through Different Lenses. It's that time of year again, yard sale days, a joyous ritual celebrated by masochistic hoarders wherein we schlep a bunch of crap briefly out into sunlight only to Shawshank it all back into the garage or basement or other dank cell of choice until next year. It's a sickness. Chronic. I began clearing out the shed this weekend to start the futile exercise of pricing stuff with bright, cheery stickers. Most of the stuff already had bright, cheery stickers, some more than two. I should just plant a one-word big-ass sign at the front of my driveway. Why? But while my vintage body is still comprised of some working muscle tissue, I go through the motion anyway. This year, I thought I'd make an earnest attempt at some deep excavating into the moist, musty, webby catacombs of storage to a forgotten space obviously considered a safe haven for many generations of detoxing rodents. I found all sorts of archaeological treasures. The X-Files on VHS. Thick philosophy books highlighted all the way through the intro. Totally usable computer parts from vibrant upstarts Commodore and Tandy. While I pondered firing up the propane grill to deal with these treasures, I lugged out the last box and recovered a relic that transported me back in time. A near pristine pair of Ray-Ban Wayfarer 2 sunglasses, a gift given to me by my high school buddy Jeff. Jeff was a senior when I was a sophomore. He took me and Chris under his wing. Chris was my twin classmate born with the same geekian, dorkian chromosome. Jeff had a car which made him cool. The car had a cassette player which made it awesome. He'd pick us up for a cruise, and we'd jam out to Van Halen's hits, ZZ Top's hits, those few hits by April Wine, and that one hit by Head East. Jeff introduced Chris and me to beer. I never truly appreciated the video arcade quite as much until after I had shotgunned my first can of Coors. I was Spy Hunter. Weekends in South Texas didn't provide much in the way of entertainment, especially if you weren't loaded with quarters for the arcade. So Jeff would make up his own fun. This involved ingenuity and plenty of Coors, which always seemed to be in good supply. We'd hang out at Jeff's folks' house on their large ranch. His parents were always out doing something involving fancy Western clothes and lots of hairspray. It was at this house where Jeff introduced us to drinking games. Some were quite unique. One night, Jeff popped in his parents' copy of Fiddler on the Roof and told us to take a swig every time we heard someone say Papa. I don't remember much that night except I threw up and developed a terrible topol phobia. On another night, Jeff produced his dad's 9mm Beretta. Chris and I followed him out to a field spotted with stacked bales of hay. He fired a couple rounds into the dense blocks, then handed the gun to me. He instructed to aim, squeeze gently, and prepare for a little kick. The kick rocked my whole body, sending one of my contact lenses flying into the tall grass to be lost forever. We decided to put the gun away and return for a more tame game of quarters. Jeff was quite adept at the game. His method of rolling the coin off his wrist had a 95% success rate. My only shot at besting Jeff and avoiding alcohol poisoning was to consume my allotment of beer and, as I did, let the coin slide into my mouth. Then, if I could spit with marksman precision and bounce it back in the mug, Jeff would be forced to slug a beer. It was a feat made more difficult due to the quarter's stubborn insistence on sticking to the bottom. On my next go, I attempted the complex and hygienically questionable maneuver. While my head was tilted back, waiting for gravity to do its job, Jeff thought he'd render assistance by giving the mug a good tap to free the coin. In doing so, he freed one of my front teeth from my head. 10 minutes later, Jeff was driving Chris and me to a dentist he knew kept late hours on Saturdays, not sure how he possessed this knowledge. I was in the back seat, legally blind in one eye, but newly empowered to sip a beverage through a large straw with clenched teeth if I so desire. Jeff paid the dentist for a temporary cap at least 3 shades off the color of my enamel. I had become the poster child Texas was trying hard to live down. After the dentist, Jeff took us back to his place where he introduced Chris and me to Church's Chicken and more Coors. The three of us shared many adventures just like those. After he graduated, Jeff threw a huge bash at the ranch. It was there that he handed me a small box containing the sunglasses. Weeks later, Jeff left for Texas A&M. Chris and I continued hanging out on the weekends, conducting our renditions of Jeff-inspired drinking ceremonies. Then we graduated. Chris went to another Texas college. I moved to Florida. I stayed in touch with Jeff and Chris for a few years. Then I met a girl. We dated for 3 years, and calls with Jeff and Chris became fewer and fewer. Then I asked the girl to marry me. I called Jeff and asked if he'd be best man at our wedding. After all the things he'd introduced me to, I was excited at the chance to introduce him to my fiancé. He told me he had something going on and couldn't come. I called Chris. He couldn't make it either. And that was it. The good times would remain high school memories. I boxed up the Ray-Bans soon after my wife and I moved to our first house. I remember looking at them, chuckling a little before sealing them away. I also remember feeling some resentment. Why couldn't my friends make it to my wedding? They never offered a good reason, nor did they call to congratulate me afterwards. Don't best friends do those sort of things? Maybe we were nothing more than drinking companions. Maybe we never would have hung out if it wasn't for the beer. Did I ever have best friends? Honey, come watch your daughter make a whistling noise with her eye. You know what? Forget everything I just said. Thanks so much for listening. If you like this story or my podcast, please share and let me know. And if you want to hear multiple stories like this multiple times per week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page.